Hey, Gal Pal Nation, are you ready for football? It's time for some two-a-days, where each NFL team is broken down by experts to get you ready for game day. Everything you need to know and a few tips to impress the pickiest of football fans. Now, your host, the Sports Gal Pal herself, Ramona Rice.
Hey there, Gal Pal Nation. We're continuing our series of two-a-days where we break down each NFL team for you to get ready for the season. And with me today is Kendi, super fan from Next Fan Up for the San Diego Chargers. Welcome to Sports Gal Pal, Ken.
Hey, how's it going, Ramona? How are you doing?
I am great. So let's get right to it. Finally, a new deal for Philip Rivers. How relieved are you that this got done?
Oh my goodness. It was such a terrible summer hearing all about how the Chargers are going to leave for LA and how we're not going to have Rivers and we're going to trade him for Marcus Mariota, or, you know, worse, you know, we're not even going to get that out of the trade for Rivers because he doesn't want to play for San Diego anymore. And in the back of my mind, I thought that he was going to get a deal and that all of this was just hearsay. But, you know, when you're going into the season with only 1 year left on that contract for your star franchise quarterback, it doesn't make you feel very good. So to see him get that deal really, really took a lot of weight off my shoulders and made me feel better about this upcoming season and the seasons afterward.
All right. And you mentioned the moving thing. The rumors are still around. Do you guys think you're going to be in LA?
Well, obviously, I don't want them to move. It would deeply sadden me to see them move to LA. LA and San Diego kind of have a sports rivalry in baseball, and to have them take our football team away would not make me happy. On whether or not I think they will, it's really hard to say. You have a lot of smart people in San Diego, whether, you know, the journalists and reporters out there, who some of them say they don't know. Some of them are positive they're leaving, and some of them are positive that they're staying. And so, you know, at this point, the only people that really know whether it's going to happen or not is Dean Spanos and whether he decides he wants to stay or not. Because if he wants to stay, there's a plan in place. He can work with the city of San Diego. They're willing to work with him. He can figure it out. But if he wants to go, I mean, it's his team. He can do what he wants with it, and they're as good as gone. But it's hard to say. No one knows.
So looking at this season right now, we definitely know you're going to be in San Diego this season. What players should we really watch out for?
Well, you know, if you're talking to fans who have never played, you know, watched football on a regular basis, don't know what the Chargers are all about, they're kind of an enigma in the sense that they're very inconsistent, both offensively and defensively. They can look like the best team in the NFL 1 week and the worst team the next. But if you're talking about players, you really want to be paying attention to our quarterback, Philip Rivers, who has been an amazing player throughout his career. I believe he's one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL, and he's really what you need to pay attention to on offense. And you will, because he has the ball in his hand so often. And then on defense, you want to look towards our safety, number 32, Eric Weddle. He's the backbone of our defense. He is an all-around star. He does everything well. He's a team leader. And he's one of my favorite players to watch just because he's all over the field making plays. They don't have him in coverage all the time. He'll come up and play run defense. He'll blitz. He's a fun player to watch on defense.
And looking within your division, you know, obviously the Broncos are a huge threat. They always are. And with Peyton Manning, we're not sure what he's going to look like this year. You know, is this the year where you guys finally kind of emerge from him from the last couple of years into, like, being the kings of your division?
You know, if you would have asked me this question before I saw Manning in that playoff game against the Colts, where he looked just awful and he looked like he was going to keel over at any given moment. Before that game, I would have said the Broncos are going to be the best team in the division without a doubt until Peyton Manning retires. However, the more I think about the Broncos without their starting left tackle who went down for a season-ending injury, I'm not sure that the Broncos are going to be at the top because I'm not sure how long Peyton Manning's going to stay healthy or how high of a level he's going to play if he is healthy. So I can't say that this is the year for the Chargers division to take the division again, but It's certainly more wide open than I thought it was last year. And at this point, I'm equally worried about the Chiefs as I am about the Broncos.
Yeah, I would be more concerned about the Chiefs, to be honest with you, than the Broncos, though they didn't look that great or solid in their preseason game.
I do not look at preseason games for any sort of future telling at all. I think preseason games are garbage. But, you know, it as a division rival, it does make me happy to hear that they did not look good in their first game.
Well, at least that's just my opinion. So they're dealing with Andy Reid, who unfortunately is, you know, he's, I think he's just limited in what he can do. I just don't see him having the personnel to really get them further. I mean, it really is your, I mean, who else is left? The Raiders? I mean, you know, I think you guys can make a deep run if you really want to.
It's all going to come down to health. The Chargers have been one of the least healthy teams in the NFL over the past, I think, five seasons. Especially on the offensive line last year, that was a huge problem. Like I said earlier, we have one of the best quarterbacks in the league, but last year we weren't able to protect him and he got beaten up and he ended the year, you know, pretty badly injured, not in the sense that he sat out at all, but he looked pretty, I mean, his play was definitely affected by that. And that was because he was getting hit so often. So really, it comes down to whether we can stay healthy or not if we want to make a deep run. And, you know, that's what, you know, that's the same thing for a lot of teams. The healthiest team often at the end of the season is the one holding this trophy, the Super Bowl trophy. But injuries give me pause with this team every single year because I do think they're a good team. But, you know, two or three guys go down and it's a different story.
Outside of your division, what other matchups should we really look out for?
Oh, the best matchup of the season for the Chargers is definitely going to be against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Monday night because the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger, was drafted in the same draft class as Phillip Rivers. And so they've kind of, the media has kind of manufactured a rivalry between him and Rivers and also with Eli Manning because he was also in the same draft class. So that's always interesting to see those two quarterbacks duel it out.
Any other games we should watch out for?
The Chargers like to take their best opponent of the season. For instance, last year we beat the Seahawks pretty handily. So I think the Green Bay game, although the Chargers will not be the favorites, they will be slotted to lose by every media member out there. I think it'll be interesting to see, again, a duel of two great quarterbacks in Aaron Rodgers and Phillip Rivers.
What do you think is the overall general perception of the Chargers? Like, I have my idea. To be honest with you, unless my team is actually facing you guys, I forget that you're over there. And I don't mean that as despairingly, but it just feels like you guys have been kind of quiet and sleeping over there in San Diego. Like, we haven't heard much of you.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's totally very spot on. That's what I would imagine most people think of the Chargers. Because when they've been supposed to be good, they've been good up until one crazy thing that happens, and then they look terrible. They never live up to expectations. They always have underachieved, and they've had some terrible coaching over the years. Sorry, excuse me. They've had some terrible coaching over the years that led to inconsistent play, and it's hard to trust the Chargers. You can never. I'm not a gambler, but if I was, I would not be gambling on the Chargers with any consistent basis because they can easily go out and look like the best or the worst team in the league. And consistency is really what gets your name out there in terms of popularity with a team.
Oh, I think coaching has held you back tremendously. North Turner is an excellent, excellent offensive coordinator. He should never be allowed to head coach anywhere ever again.
Oh, man. Norv, I loved Norv because of what he did with Rivers that one magical year where Rivers was decimating defenses game in, game out. It didn't matter. He looked amazing. And then at the end of that year, in typical Norv Turner fashion, we get destroyed on our own field by the Jets with Mark Sanchez. And it was with, you know, Sean Green doing the LT touchdown dance in the end zone. But that really summarizes how I felt about North Turner, because I loved how he worked with Rivers, and Rivers went out on a limb to give North Turner at one last chance when he was about to be fired. They got North one more year because Rivers went to ownership and said, please don't fire this guy. At the end of the day, though, he didn't do very much at all with the talented team that he came into. Of course, the talent went down for a couple years because of A.J. Smith's poor drafting and personnel decisions, but what a squandered time in Chargers history that was the last 8 years or so. And I feel like Mike McCoy now is a coach who I'm not sure if he's good or bad. I don't know. After the first year when we made the playoffs again, I would have told you that he was a pretty good coach, and how he has done similar things with Rivers that Norv did, kind of revitalizing his career. But after last season, it's hard to say because we were so injured at the time. So, you know, I wouldn't say that this is a make or break year for Mike McCoy, but it'll tell a lot to see how he does this season, and hopefully injuries aren't going to be something that holds his team back again.
Well, there you have it. All right, we'll be watching. If the Galpa Nation wants to connect with you to talk Chargers, where do they go, Ken?
You can follow me on Twitter at Kenneth J. Priest, and you can check me out on the Next Fan Up podcast, which I will be on sporadically during this next year.
That's right. And that's on blogtalkradio.com/nextfanup. You can also follow them on Twitter at, what is it, at NPU podcast. Yay, I got it right.
On Twitter. Podcast, yeah.
That's right. I've only been doing this all day. But I will have all the links to the show notes on blogtalkradio.com/sportsgalpal. And of course on sportsgalpal.com. Ken, thank you so much for coming on, and good luck this season.
Thank you very much for having me on. Go Chargers.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Gal Pal podcast, and be sure to check out sportsgalpal.com.